Turn with me to John chapter 4 and verse 29. John chapter 4 and verse 29. Come see a man who told me all things that I ever did. Could this be the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came to him. And in verse 39, and many of the Samaritans of that city believed in him because of the word of the woman who testified, he told me all that I ever did. And the subject before us this evening, just for a short while, is the man that knows all about you. The man that knows all about you. Now, previously, in this account of Jesus and the woman of Samaria, we have considered the man Christ Jesus and his message. And we saw the determination of divine love to meet her at her point of need. Jesus must needs go through Samaria. There was a determination of divine love to meet her at her point of need. And every conversion is an evidence of the determination, the divine determination of divine love to meet you at your point of need. Secondly, we saw the display of condescending mercy and grace. Whatever the past condition of this woman was, whatever her background, whatever life she had led before, it was not beyond the mercy and the grace of God in Christ Jesus. And then thirdly, the deliverance from darkness into light, totally changing her testimony in town. And we saw that Jesus was the man who ministered in a wise and true and compassionate manner to the woman, a respectful way. Jesus, the man who overrode the man-made tradition and spoke to the woman who needed salvation. His message was one that spoke of living water springing up into everlasting life through him. And he brought the woman to focus from focusing on materialism, from focusing upon the flesh, from focusing upon lust, the essential need of spiritual life in him. And she came in repentance and faith to see that Jesus was indeed the Messiah, the Christ, the Savior of the world. And her subsequent message that we will consider this evening had the effect of drawing many to meet Jesus for themselves. And as a consequence of pointing them to Christ, many believed on him. So it is the message of this woman after her conversion that I would like us to consider together. And there appears to be three main points to the woman of Samaria's message. First, come see a man. Direction. Secondly, who told me all that ever I did. Worship. Could this be the Christ? Faith. So there are three aspects then to this woman's message, her testimony. Come see a man then, direction. Jesus was unlike any other man that this woman had met. By now, this woman had a cynical view of men. They had used her, they'd abused her. She'd been put away six times in her life. In those days, divorce was very easy. You could just write a bit of divorce. And it was very easy for relationships to be broken up. And now, before she met Jesus, she had decided to live with a man without any marriage commitment whatsoever. But in just one conversation with Jesus, her life had been totally transformed. Now she had met a man who was different from the man she had previously met. He was a man who was polite. He was a man who treated her with respect. She was not an object. She was a person. He was a man who was wise in that he spoke to her in a way which was relevant to her life. He was a man who was hopeful in that he promised a new way of life, a new way of life, a fulfilling way of life, a blessedly spiritual way of life that would fill the empty void in our life. Here was a man who was true, a man of truth and integrity, who did not compromise but convicted her. The all-knowing man. Here was a man who could see through all her life and knew her life. And now this woman is inviting the people of the city to come and meet this man Jesus for themselves. Here was a totally different reason for her to come see a man. Before this time, all her thinking about men were carnal. But now she has a spiritual reason, a pure reason, a profitable reason, a blessed reason, an eternal reason. Come see a man. From being overwhelmed by the physical in men, she is now blessed by a man from whom is living water. She is assured in his character. She is assured in his message. She is confident in his wisdom to deal with all who would come to him. And so the first point I would bring before you of our 3 points this evening is that the gospel is ultimately about a person. It is about following Jesus. It is about submitting to Jesus. It is about learning from Jesus. It is about serving Jesus. It is about receiving from his gracious person spiritual blessing, strength and wisdom and grace. It is about knowing him as a person whose words are absolutely true. Absolutely true. Verse 41. And many more believed because of his own word. Then they said to the woman, now we believe, not just because of what you said, for we ourselves have heard him personally, and we know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. We have heard him. We know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world, and in him is salvation. In him is spiritual life. In him is everlasting life. And so the first point then this evening is come see a man direction. The second point, worship. Who told me all that ever I did. Now a passing consideration would leave us to think that Jesus simply showed up her faults, her relationship issues. He just seemed to focus on one part of her life. But in the testimony of this woman, there's a great depth in her understanding of what Jesus was saying to her, because she says, come see a man who told me all that ever I did. It was not just about my relationships. Oh, this man knows all about me. She realized that Jesus not only knew about her immoral relationships, but all her life. And we might look upon this woman with some type of superiority and say, oh, I'd never have lived such an immoral life as this. Oh no, she's way beyond the pale. But we have to understand that this man we're speaking about, Jesus, this man knows all about us. He knows about our thoughts. He knows about all our attitudes. He knows all about us. And we have no stones to throw at this woman. She realized that this man who was speaking to her was more than a man. He must be a divine man. The Son of God, the Messiah, to know all about her life in such a way. It was as if this man shone a searchlight on her life. It lit up all the secrets, the darkness, the sin, the unbelief. His words to her encapsulated all the sin in her life. It's like the Ten Commandments. They are but short in we can memorize them, but they actually encapsulate in a summary of all the sins that are in this world. They can all be identified through the Ten Commandments. And as Jesus shone this searchlight on her life, she realized that this man was identifying key issues in her life, and they related to her dark secrets and the darkness and the sin and the unbelief. His words dealt with a driving force showing her sinful life. Here was a man that actually knew her better than she knew herself. Now here is the second point I want to bring to your attention this evening. Would you be so positive about a man who knows all about you and can tell you all things that ever you did? So let's imagine this evening that this woman is in her congregation. She's standing up and after the service, she's going out this week and she's going to say, "Come see a man who knows, told me all that ever I did." Now, let's just think about this. How would you respond? Would you be willing to go and see a man, this Jesus, who knows all about you? Would you be willing to pitch up? Would you be willing to stand before him and meet this man that can see you through and through like an X-ray? How would you respond to this invitation? Come see a man who told me all that ever I did. Sometimes we skip through these accounts, we skip through these verses, and we miss the significance of what's being said here. This is a profound invitation. Come see a man who told me all that ever I did. Now, we are being invited here to come to a man who knows all about the past, knows all about the present, and all about the future in our lives. Jesus, the Son of God. And knowing all about us, this man receiveth sinners. This man receives sinners and deals with us and deals with the issues in our life according to his wonderful grace. So here we see the worship element of this woman's testimony. She bows before Christ in faith, trusting him, because she had not only met a man who knew all about her life, she had met a man who could save her and bless her life. And so she saw in Jesus not only this all-searching Savior, Messiah, who knew all about her, the same man who knew all about her could also save her and give her everlasting life and provide that fullness in her life that was she so much needed, and that meaning to her life and that cleansing of all her sin to make her feel clean again and to know that joy in this man Christ Jesus in a spiritual way. Here is a man who not only reveals the problem, but he provides the answer to the problem, and that is Jesus. And that is why we can come this evening just as we are. We have no covering. We come just as we are, knowing that the same man that knows you and sees you and knows all about yesterday and the week before and all of your life not only knows the problem, he provides you the answer from himself. So she invites others to come see a man who told me all that ever I did. Now, naturally speaking, we would run a mile, wouldn't we, if someone said, come see a man who knew all that ever I did. But if we're given a concern about life, and about our never-dying soul, and about eternity, we can see that there's more to this man. Not only this man that knows us, but this man that can save us. She invites others then to come to see a man who told me all that ever I did. She did so in faith, knowing that he does not destroy because of what he knows, but rather in love and grace and mercy, he saves because of what he knows. He delivers because of what he knows. Jesus has not come to condemn, he has come to save. And so it was with this woman. So she says, come see a man who knows. And in that message she meant, come see a man who knows and saves, who knows and delivers, who knows and provides, who knows and promises. Come see a man who told me all that ever I did. And then thirdly and finally, could this be the Christ? Faith. Her statement here is profound in its implications. The Samaritans knew that the Messiah would come. They knew the scriptures foretold his coming, but here was a man who measured up, who fulfilled the criteria of evidence in both manhood and deity. Is not this Christ the anointed one? In verse 39 again we read then of many believed because of the word that the woman spoke. She spoke as one deeply moved, deeply affected, whose life had been touched and transformed. There must have been sincerity and conviction behind the words of the woman as to affect many to believe. They saw the faith in this woman. Now she looked by faith to this Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior, the Messiah. She saw in him her salvation, her all in all. And the third point then I bring to your attention is the fact that her testimony directed people to Jesus. The effect was for them to forget the messenger and focus on the message, because ultimately they said to the woman, now, in effect, look, we've heard what you said, but that was simply a stepping stone. We've seen, we've met with Jesus, we've heard him, and we know that he is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. And this is what faith does. Faith says, I know whom I have believed, and it is able to save me unto the uttermost. You see, this is quite a lesson for outreach ministry and gospel ministry. And given our testimonies, if we are doing this for our attention, our own satisfaction, the effect is that the testimony will have no fruit. But if our desire in our testimony is to praise God and to point people to Jesus and say, come see a man that I've met, the divine Son of God, the Lord Jesus, to direct people to Jesus, such a testimony will be blessed in that they forget the messenger and they focus upon the message. And the fruit of this woman's testimony shows that her motive was for the glory of God and not her own. So in conclusion, I just want to return to these words, come see a man who knows all about your life, a man who has abundant provision for your need, a wonderful answer to our awesome need, a man who is willing to receive us as we are, not all dressed up, with our self-image and unreal as what we really are, but to receive us as we are and deal with our uttermost need. Notice this woman did not say, come see a man who teaches a new doctrine. Come see a man who knows all about me, that's condemned me. Or come see a man whose appearance is amazing. No, the issue was about his person, what he could do and who he was. Come see a man whose knowledge of you is absolute. Come see a man who is the Christ and such is mighty to save you and can grant you everlasting life, waters of spiritual life, living water. Come see a man who is the Christ and such is mighty to save you. Come see a man who is known as the wise physician, able to deal with the sickness of your sin. As the hymn writer said, Jesus is a wise physician, skillful and exceeding kind. Through him sinners find remission and enjoy sweet peace of mind. Come see a man who has everlasting life to bestow, in whom is abundant life, who shows a divine determination in love to save unto the uttermost whatever our need, who displays condescending mercy and grace, whatever our past, whose deliverance from darkness into light will have a transforming effect on our testimony. Come see a man who came from glory to be born in a manger. There was not much mother care about the manger, was there really? I'll talk about the shop, not Mary. She was a wonderfully caring mother, but I'm talking about the care we go nowadays to get ready for the birth of a child and have everything ready in these shops and what have you. Well, that was not how it was for Jesus. Jesus was born in a manger. He was brought up in Nazareth, a despised town. He was subject to his parents. And yet when he came into his ministry, his public ministry, his words were profound. Never man spoke like this man. His healing was complete. He stilled the storms. He provided food. But they were just signs of what was to come. Come see a man in Gethsemane. A man who went one step further into Gethsemane, stooped down, sweating drops of blood. If it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what thou wilt, O Lord. Come see a man at Calvary, crucified between two thieves. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Come see a man who cried, it is finished. Come see a man who rose from the grave, victorious over sin and death and hell. Come see a man who ascended up on high into heaven, who is received into glory. Come see a man who is at the right hand of the Father even now, ever living to make intercession for sinners like me and like you. This was the testimony of this woman. Come see a man. I trust this evening this woman's short testimony and profound testimony is helpful and encouraging to you. It reminds us that the message of the gospel is not simply a doctrine, marvelous as that is. It is a doctrine which leads us to trust in the person of the doctrine who truly lives by his word. So we commit our whole being by faith to trust him, in the one person, Jesus, our Savior and Lord. Then as we follow him, the Christian life is primarily about knowing Jesus. Have we grasped that? That the Christian life for you and for me is primarily about knowing Jesus. Because the more we know Jesus, the closer we come to the Father. The closer we come in fellowship to the Father. The more we know about Christ, the more the Holy Spirit will aid us to go on to know more of Christ. The scripture tells us, then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. It's about knowing the Lord. It's about knowing him, the Lord Jesus. May we be a knowing people. A people that our ambition, our holy ambition is to know Jesus. To know him, his doctrine, his person. The wonderful spiritual abundant blessing that flows through him. The first words of this woman's testimony is come. Come. And I just want to conclude by quoting a hymn we used to sing many years ago. Poor sinner, dejected with fear, unbosom thy mind to the Lamb. No wrath on his brow he does wear, nor will he poor mourners condemn. His arm of omnipotent grace is able and willing to save. A sweet and a permanent peace he'll freely and faithfully give. Come just as thou art with thy woe, fall down at the feet of the Lamb. He will not, he cannot say go, but surely will take out thy stain. A fountain is open for sin, and thousands its virtues have proved. He'll take thee and plunge thee therein, and wash thee from filth in his blood. The soul that on Jesus relies, he'll never, no, never deceive. He'll freely and faithfully gifts, more blessings than we can conceive. Yea, down to old age he will keep, nor will he forsake us at last. He knows and is known by his sheep, they're his, and he will hold them fast. This is Jesus. Come, see a man. Amen. Let's turn to our hymn books. We sing our concluding hymn this evening, number 790. There is a friend whose match